It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Once you've won one, how do you think it makes you feel going forward? More hungry, or you feel like, oh, I know I can get there? I mean, I wonder how that is for you.
Yeah, well, if you like chocolate cake and you eat a piece and then you have one dangled in front of your face, you're probably going to want to eat that too. Not much is going to stop you. So, I mean, that's how you feel about the Super Bowl. I mean, that is the chocolate cake with the ultimate frosting. You're going to try to go get it if you can. You know, that's the best you can.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
We've lost Joe. Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Andy Reid, the voice of yesterday. Listen, how do you get
What was he saying? What was he trying to say?
The question was, as we get set for divisional round weekend here, and we'll have to start with the Chiefs-Bills now. So Andy was asked yesterday, the motivation factor, right? They've been in a lot of title games in a row. They won the Super Bowl. They've been in multiple Super Bowls. Like, how do you get up again? How do you get this team up again? And Andy's analogy is they always are with food. It's like a piece of chocolate cake. Like, you have a great piece. You dangle another one in front of me. I want another piece of chocolate cake. And he ended it by saying the Super Bowl was the ultimate chocolate cake.
I thought he was saying, like, a piece was dangling from his mouth. I was like, what is he talking about?
The walrus loves his cake, I guess. I don't know what weed he's smoking, because that could be...
It's always food. It's always food.
Well, it's the cheeseburger after wins, yes. Right? He's going to go get a cheeseburger.
Well, he was famous when he was young. He's Mormon, and he's a bigger guy. Like, he has no vices, he says, except
eating. He's Mormon?
Yeah, he has no vices except eating. And eating is Andy's thing. That guy will put away a ton of food, including chocolate cake.
When he was in Philadelphia, I don't even cover the guy. I just follow the NFL closely. I hear him talk about ice cream, cheeseburgers, chocolate cake there. Is there anything else we're missing during the Philadelphia days that you can recall?
Yeah, well, they used to Taco Tuesdays. They had Taco Tuesdays in Philadelphia.
Like LeBron, him and LeBron hanging out.
And then Fast Food Fridays. They used to bring a different fast food on the plane to wherever they were flying to for the game, like whatever it was, like local chains or big chains. I don't know. Fast Food Fridays was a thing, though. Food was a big part of the whole thing. Still is. And now he's got the barbecue in Kansas City, so he's living it up. All right, let's start there. Sunday, Chiefs and the Bills. It is a 2.5-point number. Boy, it is a small line for a Chiefs team that has been incredible for basically 3 months now. Since they lost, was that around the time they started to figure it out post the Bills' loss in early October? Remember their schedule. They also lost the Titans. Maybe the Titans was after that. But the Chiefs had all that trouble. Beginning of the year, Aaron, they struggled, their defense. And then around mid-October.
They couldn't stop anyone.
Right.
They weren't covering ATS. All the storylines we just kept harping on. Sure enough, here they are.
Back in a division round again at home. Yeah, I think it was around mid-October. They lost the Titans, Bills. Right. Then it started to turn.
After that Bills loss, they took care of Washington, of course, because everybody does that. And then they lost by 24 to Tennessee. But after that, they didn't lose until week 17. it was a field goal game against the Bengals. So yeah, that is when they started to turn it around. So they were Kansas City was 2.5-point favorite in this game against Buffalo. And what do we have here? What's the line?
2.5.
2.5. Same spot, same line, even though it was so long ago. A lot has changed, sort of. See, the market was still kind of higher on Kansas City at that point. Then they started to, then the market's like sold them, and then the sports betting market came back like, oh man, look at this run. Kansas City's back 100%. What's fascinating is watching Saturday night, Bills Patriots, the takeaway from a lot of people was either, holy cow, get on board with Buffalo, or Josh Allen was miraculous. I don't know that he can repeat that again. Can he do that again? I'm not sure that he has to, but when you look at his performance that he had against Kansas City, like that would be one of those performances you say, okay, the numbers-wise, touchdowns-wise, it didn't quite meet Saturday, but just phenomenal. 139 quarterback rating, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, efficient, 15 completions on 26 passing yards. Yards per play in the game against KC, 8.1 to 5.0. 8.1 to 5.0, you're not going to see that. Yards per pass, Allen, I mentioned 15 completions, he had 315 yards. It's over 12 yards per pass. It was phenomenal. And Mahomes couldn't stop turning the ball over. Like that's really – that was the difference in that game. It was 2 interceptions, 1 fumble. Pringle also fumbled. 4-0 in the turnover department. That was the game right there. I know Allen was great, but the game was all the turnovers. And that was we were still in that stage when Mahomes was having issues with the interceptions.
So I'm glad you brought up the turnover. So, like, of those things, like, we saw this matchup in October. It was 38-20 Bills. Josh Allen played amazing. Like, he was great, Josh Allen. That could happen again. The Chiefs played sloppy, 4 turnovers. I don't expect that again. That's the one – that's the part of that game that score got out of hand because of the turnovers. 4-0, it flips scores. That makes a 1-possession game a 3-possession game, which is what that became. I think we're getting a close game, go ahead, Aaron.
The Chiefs' offense wasn't clicking like it did later in the season. So I don't know if this is where you're going, but you could definitely look at the over. Like Crack was saying, I think 27.5 first half, and then 54.5 is the total when they played earlier, and you were getting a Chiefs team that isn't the same team, 38-20. That's 58. Maybe the total. I mean, Josh Allen obviously put up a lot of points right. in this one, the first on October 10th. But I don't know. Maybe it is a higher scoring game.
This total is going to close higher than it is right now. Right now it's 54.5 over at FanDuel. It opened 53.5. People are going to keep betting the over. In October when they played, it closed at 56.5. I could see a closing 55-56 range for sure. It's going to keep going up. So if you plan on betting the over, just do it right now.
The other part of that, the box score, you dive into it last time, Josh Allen had 315 yards on just 15 completions. And that's nonsense. Like, that's ridiculous video game kind of stuff. That's – you got to figure the Chiefs defense will have more resistance. Now, they may get torched. They may get touchdowns. But I can't imagine the big plays are going to be there for Buffalo the same way. So that will limit this. This is a very difficult game to call. It's very hard not to watch the Bills last week and not react to that. I mean, that was – they didn't punt. They didn't punt against Bill Belichick. That was one of the great offensive performances we've seen in NFL playoff history. That was a smackdown last week. And now they get to go on the road against a team that – it's interesting because they really built their team to beat the Chiefs. That was their whole mantra last offseason. They needed to figure out how to get to that level because the Chiefs are the team you have to get through in the AFC playoffs. They get their chance.
You know what's interesting, though? Remember that game on November 7th? They lost 9-6 to the Jags.
Who's that?
The Bills.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know why, even though recency bias, what we saw from the Bills was incredible, a part of me just gets scared. Like, what Bills team are we going to see?
Well, I think it's with Josh Allen and the Bills, especially Josh Allen. The variance is so high. I mean, when Josh Allen – let me put it this way. If these two quarterbacks both play their peak on Sunday, who's the better quarterback?
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So you have to, you're pausing.
I'm pausing now. Before this year, you never pause on that question.
Right. Of course, that's why I think, but the other side is, and Aaron, you're getting at it, Josh Allen has been erratic. Forget the cold thing. It's just difficult to trust him week to week that he could play like that, any quarterback to play like that. I think the Bills can win this game. I also feel like if one quarterback is going to lose the game, it's probably Josh Allen, not
you
Patrick
Mahomes. I don't know that. I was high on Buffalo coming into the season. I've bet on them a lot. I wish I was holding some of the futures, but I'm not. But when you go through their six losses this year, I feel like everyone provides a lot of context. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make excuses, but they're all close. They're all close. I know Aaron brings up the Jacksonville one, and I would assume that every team that we can go through, we can find a dud, and the Jacksonville one is just so bad because they were favored by so much in such a horrendous team this year in Jacksonville.
Right.
But like all of the other losses, there was so much context, and they did go through that patch when they lost four games in 6 weeks. But Tampa Bay game, that goes to overtime. That's a coin flip situation, right? And they were also on the road. I said it when we were previewing the New England matchup. That win game on Monday night, I throw it out. I did not care about the results of that game at all. There was the Jacksonville dud. At Tennessee, they lost by a field goal. They're the one seed. So we should be looking at that now. Like, okay, that was an impressive loss. Week one against Pittsburgh, that didn't look good, but they had a million opportunities. Wasn't there some rough stuff going on too?
Yeah.
They had a million opportunities to win the game. So Buffalo is just as good, if not better.
They have been consistent. Ever since they lost to the Colts 41-15, the Bills have been much more consistent. So I guess that's what matters most, you know, how they're playing in the second half of the season.
Yeah. Yep. And there was a terrible game by Josh Allen against Atlanta, and the Jets, the last game of the year, they hung around much longer than they should have. And I get it. People don't want to buy all the way in, and Mahomes has been doing it for a longer period of time at that high level. But yeah, you could make a very strong case that they're going to walk into Arrowhead and win. I can't wait for this this Sunday night game.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Buffalo wins the game. And yeah. I don't think I've said that about a Chiefs playoff game at home in a long time. Maybe the Patriots, when they beat them in there a few years ago when they were first getting going, I wouldn't have been surprised that happened. But I won't be surprised Buffalo wins. All right, let's go to the other AFC game. We hit on it a little bit yesterday. Joe, you threw out the money line word. The number has moved a little bit since then, so you're probably getting some more value on the money line. It is the Bengals at the Titans Saturday. 3.5 the Bengals are getting. Tennessee favored by 3.5. 152 plus 152 on the money line for Cincinnati. Total in this game is 47. Again, the injuries for the Bengals are the worry. But the defensive line, what they're getting there. And really, can they block up front against a Titans front four that really gets a lot of pressure? And Burrow was getting hit a lot. He was under duress. He was taking some sacks on Saturday. It didn't matter. They still won, but that's my fear in this game. It's that, does he have time to beat them? Does he have enough time back there to throw the ball?
It's notable. Immediate money on Tennessee. As soon as this popped at 2.5, it got bet to 3 and threw the key number of 3.5, and that's where we sit right now. Total up a hair from 46.5 to 47, but from 2.5 to 3.5, that's a big move in the NFL. The injuries, you said it, that possibly that big mismatch there. Something else that really popped to me with the sports betting market is it feels like they have the Bengals. They have them figured out, right? Mm-hmm. Now, Cincinnati has covered the last 5 games, but look how close the last 2 were ATS. We have this past weekend, they were favored by 5.5 earlier in the week at 6 against Las Vegas. Cincinnati wins by 7. Cleveland game, before that, they were 5.5 point dogs. They end up losing by 5. Like, just a hair. And it can come down to one play. The market has the Bengals pretty much figured out. And I think this is a really strong number. And I trust that move up to 3.5. The Bengals could absolutely win, but we need to see the status of that defensive line. And one of their key components on that D-line went on the IR yesterday.
So one thing that also concerns me about the Titans is the extra rest. Are they going to be rusty? Is it going to take them a while to find some rhythm? And especially if Derrick Henry does come back, you know, I mean, he is a machine. He's not even human. But, you know, is it going to take him a while to get going, you know, if he does come back? So those are two things that I don't like about the Titans in this match.
So it's interesting. I mentioned earlier the idea that in every wild card game, the quarterback that performed better, I don't care what you think of the quarterback that performed better, their team won. It was 6-for-6.
A crazy trend, yeah.
In the divisional round, I feel like there's two games where there's a quarterback mismatch, you would say. Two games where I think, even though you like one more than the other, I don't know if it's a statistical mismatch. And I would say it's the Saturday games that have the mismatch. Burrow is the better quarterback than Tannehill, and obviously Rodgers over Garoppolo. I would say in the other games, it's close enough. Like, we would all take Tom Brady, obviously, but I don't think statistically it's overwhelming him over Matthew Stafford. It's Saturday's the games where it's the mismatches.
Yeah.
We'll see if it plays out that way. We'll see.
What did you think of Burrow this past week? What did you think of Burrow in his first playoff game?
I thought he played well. Not great, but well. And look at him compared to the other first-time guys. Hurts stunk.
Yeah.
Kyler stunk. Mac was okay, but he just wasn't, you know, he just wasn't in the same class as the guy he was going up against. But, I mean, the first time quarterbacks were pretty bad this weekend except Burrow.
Yeah, Burrow's numbers, 24 for 34, completing just over 70%, 244, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, sacked a couple of times, 7.2 yards per attempt, 110 quarterback rating. It's the same thing. It's not on him, but he doesn't have an offensive line. And it feels like that they're another offseason away. I don't know how many pieces they can add to it, but once he has a competent offensive line, it's already watch out time, but really, it's going to be they might be in the group of that top 2, top 3 in the AFC.
They will be popular for Super Bowl futures, for him winning an MVP. That'll all be there next year. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks with BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. David Behrman of ESPN joins us next, right here on the BetQL Network.